come late. Terrible. Okay, here we go. Yimei Parshas Noach. Noach, Turks Chamishi. Hey, Chayisor Noach. Noach Lecha Noach. Okay, so it's over here. Maratchem, Yom Yetchem. Okay, we're up to here. Is the very important pasuk that you're not allowed to eat meat. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Mi Yad Vareh. Okay, so it says over here you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat meat. The only thing that you can't do is you're not allowed to go eat. You're not allowed to eat Eiver Nechai, and you're not allowed to eat Dam Nechai. Pasuk Hey, Perik Tes. I will seek out the blood of the neshama. I will seek out, in other words, murder. It is forbidden to kill a human being. Miyad kol chaya edreshenu, miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, edresh es nefesh ha'adam. There's repetition in this pasuk, and it tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek out death from any living creature. So let's see what this means. Pasuk in Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ach es dimchem, v'af al pi sheitarki lachem mitilas neshama b'behema es dimchem edroish me'ashefech dam atzmoi." Okay, so this over here, a very big sugya. Over here is dimchem. I will seek out your own blood. This over here is the prohibition of suicide. According to Rashi, this pasuk here is the prohibition of ma'abed es atzmoi ledas, the person that takes his own life. Even though I've given you permission to go take the life of an animal, to eat its blood, basar, but I did not give you permission to take your own life. That's what Rashi Alpi Shehatat Lechem Nitlos Neshom Bebehima Es Dimchem Edroish Me'ashefet Dab Atzmai Lenafsha Sechem Af Achoynik Atzmai Af Alpi Shelo Yotzo Mimenu Dam. Likewise, it says Lenafsha Sechem, meaning that even if you take your life without any blood, how does one take his life without blood? Choking. Strangulation, there is no blood. Miyad kol chaya v'shenu, then it says in the pasuk, miyad kol chaya. Okay, miyad kol chaya, lefi shechotu dor ha-mabel. The dor ha-mabel sin, v'hufkiru l'machal chayos rois, lishloid bohen, and their bodies were hefker to the wild animals to rule over them. Okay, lefi shechotu dor ha-mabel. They were like animals. In other words, people, he's saying over here a principle that people, part of the punishment of the Dor HaMabul never went away. That a human being can be killed by an animal. Part of the punishment is, it's really a part of Rashi again, it's a very deep idea over here, what it says over here. It says over here in this Rashi that the Dor HaMabul, Shechot Dor HaMabul, V'hufku L'machol Chayos Rois L'shloit Bohen. This generation, it was permitted for animals to eat up human beings. Shenemar Nimshal Kibehemois Nidmu. The word nimshal and the word nidmu really are the same thing. And it means over here is that we were like animals. In other words, but in the animal world, the larger animal kills the weaker animal. So we were no different than animals, and if there was a lion, a tiger, or any violent animal, they were permitted to consume us. L'fichach hutzrach lahazhir aleihen es hachayos. So it seems over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reinstating the prohibition that the animals are not allowed to kill human beings. Okay, can you read Rashi at face glance? It seems like when Hashem made the world, animals wouldn't dare harm human beings. When it came to generation of Dor HaMabul, Hashem told the animals, the people are so bad, you can kill them if you want, you can eat them up. Then Hashem destroyed the world, and then they came out of the Teva. So Hashem said to the animals, we're going back to the original system. Before the Mabul, before I gave you permission to eat up man, it was forbidden for you, the animals, to consume human beings. So we're going to go back to that original rule that was the time of creation, that animals are not allowed to eat up and eat up man. And what's the problem? The problem here is that you go look in the world, animals eat man. Okay, a lion, tigers, they eat man. They do. So how do we understand this? Because we do find that animals do eat man. I don't know. Okay, then it's miyad ha'adam, miyad ha'horig b'mezid b'ein edim and the edroish. If one human being kills another human being, I will hold you responsible. Miyad ish achiv, miyad shuchu, oyev loy ke'och, v'horgo b'shogeg. Okay, ish achiv means if you love your friend like your brother, but you kill him by accident, you're guilty. Ani edroish im lo yigle, I will seek you out if you don't go into exile. V'yivakesh avoyle limchol and seek out forgiveness. Sha'af ha'shoigeg tzach kapara, even one who kills by axe and needs kapara, v'im'ein edim, v'chai v'golus, v'ein ha'nichna. If a person, there are no witnesses, so he does not go to golus, v'hu'ein ha'nichna, and he is not humble, ha'kodosh baruch hu doresh mimenu. K'mo yishar dorsh rabbeinu v'olakim in aliyada b'zavimakas, ha'kodosh baruch hu mazmim v'pundik echad. Hashem brings about a person when a person needs to die, Hashem will make it that he dies. So this passage really, according to Rashi, is teaching us an enormous number of things. So let's read the passage, and then it's just filling what Rashi says. V'yachas dimchem l'nafshar seichem. Passage begins by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold you responsible for suicide. Ma'abed atzmer l'das. Edrash. And then it says, miyat kol chayi edrashenu. This is telling us that animals are not allowed to kill human beings. And the reason why we need a pasuk to tell us this was because animals were permitted to kill human beings before the Mabul. In the generation leading up to the Mabul, Hashem, where does it say this? Doesn't say this anywhere. This somehow we derive that Hashem allowed animals to consume human beings as a punishment for their misbehavior. And now Hashem is telling the animals, no more, if you kill human beings, you're going to get it from me. And then it says, Miyad ha'adam, if one man kills another man, b'meiz it. And then when it says miyad ish achiv, edroish, that means if one man kills his fellow man by accident, and there are no witnesses to testify that he did so, and therefore he does not need to go to Golus, or if he does need to go to Golus, and he leaves Golus, then I will seek out this nefesh ha'adam, I will seek out that person. Okay, so he went through all the different halachas, there are many, many different halachas. And we love that one thing when it says l'nafsho seichem, okay, aches dimchem l'nafsho seichem, the person commits suicide even when there's no blood, or kills one human being when there is no blood, even if it's just strangulation, it doesn't make a difference. Hashem will seek out vengeance from one human being that takes the life of another human being, or he takes the life of himself, whether he takes the life of a person b'meiz, he takes it b'shoigeg, there's going to be divine retribution. Alright, that is what it says in the Rashi. What it says in the Targum Pasuk Dal, it says, Biram, Pasuk of Pasuk K, it says, Biram, Yos dimchoin your blow l'naf shos choy for your neshama, Espa, I will seek out, I will demand miyad kol chayso from the animals, Es be'ine, I will seek it out, Umiyad anosha for man, Miyad givar, a person, De yeshoid yos doma. Now, what does that mean? Miyad anosha, miyad givar. Now, what's the givar? Miyad kochaya. Let's go back. Let's compare the words. Biachas dimchon nafsho sechem edrash. Miyad kochaya. Miyad of every chaya. Miyad kochaisa. Edrash. Miyad ha'odom. For man. Miyad ish achiv. So when it says miyad ish achiv, Targum is adding a lot of words. Miyad givar, diyeshoid yos dema da'achuhi, from a man that, what does it mean diyeshoid? We have to see what that means. That spills. The word diyeshoid means to spill the blood of the blood of his brother. Espa yos nasha da'anasha, I will seek out the nesham of man. So let's see what it's over here in the commentator. Miyad means targum b'smichos pshuta kol shakosav le'targum miyada. Miyad. Isn't this amazing? Didn't we learn this today in the morning? Blazer, we learned in the morning all about the word yad. And over here it says, v'yachas dimchem l'nafshachem edrash miyad kol chaya. And here in the targum it says the word miyad, and he explains, kol shakosav le'targum miyad. All right, whatever it means. V'chein hemshach. He's not really saying anything over here. All right, whatever it means. Okay, whatever. The Yeshud Yazdama Asher Yishpoich is Dam Chesed Lis Sholish Nunan Lefarish Losh Nakasav Ish Achiv. The Yeshud, so he adds in the word, he adds in words. The Targum Unkelis over here, uncharacteristically, is adding in words to explain what it means. What it means over here, Miyad Ish Achiv. The Targum adds the words, Umiyad anosha, for men, miyad givar, a man, diyeshoid yos dema da'achuhi. First of all, from a man that spills the blood of his brother. Okay, he doesn't really explain more than that. There must certainly be something very significant in this. I guess we'll leave it with that. I don't have more than that. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Shayfech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech ki b'tzelem Elokim asa es ha'adam. Okay, another pasuk. Someone who spills the blood of man, ba'adam. This is the famous source of the halacha. Abortion is asur. You spill the blood of man in man. In man. If you kill a person that is within a person. From here we learn that it is categorically forbidden to perform an abortion, unless the baby is a threat to the mother. But other than that, it says it is also shafech dam adam ba adam damo yishafech. His blood should be spilled. Ki b'tzelem elokim asa es adam. And then it says yatem peru uruvu. You shall next pass. You shall multiply. Shirtsu v'aretz uruvu va. Okay, there's a lot of repetition. These psukim over here. Well, let's see what this is over here. It says in the Rashi. First Rashi. If there are witnesses, you kill the person. Lama, ki b'tzelem elokim. As man is made in the image of Hashem, asa es ha'adam, zem mikra choser. We're missing a word. V'tzarch liyos, asa ha'oseh es ha'adam. The Creator has fashioned a human being, v'chein harbe b'mikra. There are many examples that there are missing words and it's self-understood. The pasuk says, Asa es ha'adam. Who? Who was Asa es ha'adam? Ki b'tzelem elokim asa. In the image of God, Asa he made. Who is the he? Who is the he? It's self-understood. If the pasuk would say, Ki b'tzelem elokim asa ha'oseh es ha'adam. The one who does create, made man. It's self-understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oseh, so we leave out the word asa. We leave out the word Ha'oseh. You don't need to say that. It's self-understood. That's why it does not say the word ha'oseh. Okay, but over here it does say shevich dam ha'adam ba'adam. And we learned over here, Rashi does not tell us the chazal that we're dealing with a fetus. Rashi does not mention. That only appears in the Gemara. For whatever the reason is, Rashi is not presenting that fact in this passage. Even though Rashi very often will tell us the basic ideas that are taught in the Gemara, here Rashi is silent. He just says here, all he says is in Yesh Edim, that Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Damo Yishofech. You! His blood shall be spilled. Who is the one that shall spill his blood? You, a human being, Bezdin. Bezdin shall take up the cause of the victim and shall see to it that the murderer is executed. So you, the Bezdin, shall be the one who spills the blood of the murderer. But then Rashi goes on to say, "In yesh edim hamisu atem." Lama, why? Because what's the reason why? Ki bitzelem elokim osa es adam. Because man is made in the image of God, so it's a blasphemy. See, it's interesting what Rashi here is saying. Rashi seems to be saying is that if Hashem did not make man in the image of God, maybe the law would be that if one man kills another man, there's no need to execute the person. In America, there's no punishment for murder. In America, you go out on bail. In America, you go out on bail, and especially if you're black. If you're black, then you can do whatever you want. You can kill people. Nothing happens to you. They let off, I'm going to read the news, they let out of prison the biggest murderers, serial murderers. Did I make a bracha on this? I don't think so. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bidvaroi. So, here it says, really, Rashi seems to say very chiddush that if it was not true that man was made in the image of God, then if one man kills another man, it's not necessarily, the conclusion would not necessarily be that there is execution, there is capital punishment. The reason why there is capital punishment is because, it's only because man is made in the image of Hashem. Because man is made in the image of Hashem, so when you kill a human being, it's like you are harming, you are doing damage to Hashem. That's what the pasuk is telling. It's very chiddush. Is the only reason why there should be capital punishment is only when you appreciate that man is in God's image. But if you don't come to that appreciation, if that would not be true, then so you kill the person. Everything in the Torah comes back to Hashem, and if it's not related to Hashem, then it's not relevant. It's not as important. It's only because ki b'tzelem elokim also as Adam, that is why we have followed the rule of domo yishofech. So I guess that means also you have to appreciate that. We have to appreciate that point. All right, that's what Rashi says, and that's it. That's all he says over here. And then he says that we're missing a word. Now let's see what it says in the Targum Pasuk Vav. It says, "D'yeshoid d'ma da'anosha," a person who spills the blood of a human being, "b'so hadin," with witnesses. Targum over here is very, very active today. Yesterday we complained that the Targum didn't want to add any words into the Pasuk to elaborate. We had some very difficult psukim yesterday, and the Targum was silent. Today, the Targum is very much awake. He's adding a lot of words right and left. It says here that if a person spills the blood of a man with witnesses, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. All it just says is Shevich Dam Adam, Dam Adam, Ba'adam. Someone spills the blood of man, Ba'adam. Oh, now I see what it means. You see, now I appreciate what Rashi also says. You see, I'm so brainwashed by the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, I didn't even pick up the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is, Shoyfech Dam Ha'adam. If one human being spills the blood of another human being, then, put a big period, Bo'adam Damo Yishofech. Now, I'm getting confused, but it would seem that the word Bo'adam is telling us that. Now let's say it like this better. Let me go back one step. It's not really good because the trap doesn't go what I want to say now. But let me just go through this with you one step at a time. Perhaps we can suggest that the word Ba'adam means witnesses. When the Targum says that if there are witnesses, then Domo, his blood shall be spilled. How do you know that? Because Shoyfech, if one spills out the Dam Ha'adam, the blood of man, Ba'adam, in the presence of witnesses. The word Ba'adam means that society is aware, is a witness to the spilling of blood. Then there is a Halacha Damo Yishafech, the perpetrator has to be put to death. But let's say there was a situation where Shafech Dam Ha'adam, where the blood of men was spilled, and there's no Ba'adam. There are no witnesses to observe what has taken place. Then we do not have the right, the ability to execute, murder, to put to death the perpetrator, because there are no witnesses. So then you leave it to Hashem. So the word Ba'adam would appear to be that the world is a witness to the crime. And when the world is a witness to a crime, the Torah is telling us the world has to stand up and take action and punish the perpetrator. Not like these mishugaim out there that say, cease fire. Let the wicked people get away with murder. When the murder is done in the eyes of the entire world, Ba'adam, then the rule is Domo Yishofech. So now we look at the Rashi again. Has a whole new meaning. Rashi Pasuk Vav says, "Ba'adam demo yishafech im yesh edim." Ba'ada means if there are witnesses. Rashi over here also says witnesses. Rashi is coming to explain the Targum. Im yesh edim, that's what it means, ba'adam. Ba'adam here on this pasuk means witnesses. Mankind. Mankind is aware of what has happened. Then, im yesh edim, ha mi suhu atem, you domo yishofech. Lama kibitz avolukim. And that's what the Targum says as well. Rashi, the Targum says, the yeshoyde, demo da anosha, besohadin. Then, mi meimar da yonaya, from the words of the judges, dime yish ashad, the perpetrator, the murderer, his blood shall be spilled. Arei b'tzel melekim ovad yos enosha. So the Targum and Rashi is just elaborating on what the Targum says. But it's also, the Targum in this case is very interesting. He says more than what Rashi says. And he says, who shall be the one that carries out the Mishpat? The judges, the Mishpat, the Shoftim, the Dayanim. And they shall be memory, they shall give instructions. They shall issue a command that the evil person shall be put to death. The Dayanot, then Mimimar Dayanaya, through the words of the judges, shall this murderer shall be put to death. Let's see what it says in the commentator. Deyeshoid means Shoifeich, we learned that. Besohadin Mimimar Dayanaya, Beedim, Mimimar Hadayanim, Kavanasa Lashakosa Bodom, Perushoi Bifneodom, Kloem Bifneedim. Damo Yishavich al pi bezit, exactly where we explained it. Mimimar de'anor v'chidik m'shem shmos v'nchamot ha'agam mitzuras doimer. Good, okay, b'tzal mulkim, ayin mashul le'el. Alright, good. So I learned this, something new. Ashukach Ablazer teaching me something new here. Never appreciated this. Shayfech dam ha'adam, ba'adam, in the presence of witnesses. Damo Yishavich through the dayanim to the judges. Why? The reason why a human being is killed when he kills another human being is because the victim is a chelik of Hashem. It's like blasphemy. It's like a person that's mevorech es Hashem. A person that says a curse, which we call a euphemism, a bracha to Hashem, he's put to death. When one man kills another human being, he's taking away part of Hashem's essence in this world, and that's why he's being put to death. It's not because he took away a person's life. See, I never look at it like that. I never understood it like that. I always thought the reason why a person is put to death for murder is because he's a ganav. He's a ganav. A person has a life. Hashem gave a human being life, an opportunity to do in this world whatever he's supposed to do, and somehow by living in this world, he will be able to use it as a stepping stone for what's going to be in the next world, whatever that means. And when one man takes the life of another man, he's a ganav. He took away his opportunity in this world to achieve, to grow, and to create for himself, prepare himself for the next world. He's a ganav. So I always thought that the crime of murder is theft. It's an elaborated form of theft. Look, we know that in the Seres Hadibros, it says if you kidnap somebody, you steal a person, human trafficking. If you kidnap a person and you sell him as a slave, chayv misa. That was the story with the Asura Haruge Malchus. The Kesar said, you sold your brother Yosef. You sold him as a slave. You sold him as a slave. It's kidnapping, you chayv misa. So when you kill a person, that's also a form of kidnapping. You took away their life. Along comes this Rashi and says, it's not the Pshat. The reason why a person is Chayav Misa for killing a person, it's not because you stole his life. That's not our business. We don't know how this works. It's because you have erased divinity from this world. You have taken away from this world God. The Ribbono Shel Olam is found A chelik of Hashem is found in every single person. So when one human being removes, snuffs out from this world a human being, you have removed from this world Hashem's divine presence. Because Hashem's divine presence is found in every single person. You have erased Hashem's name. Mechikas Hashem. And that's a whole different shot. And maybe that forces us to understand that when a person kidnaps somebody, when you're kidnapping him, you are also, to a degree, I don't know, you have to understand what that means. There's also chiyuv misa for kidnapping. Is it because you're stealing, like it seems so, lo tig knife? Or when you steal a person, you are distracting him from his mission in this world, which means that you've also taken away Hashem's presence from this world. When a person is doing what he's supposed to do, so then he has time to reflect and to bring Hashem into his life. But when he's been kidnapped and sold as a slave, he doesn't. I don't know, is that correct? Maybe it's not correct. But certainly over here, when it comes to murder, it seems from this pasuk that the element of murder is the taking away from this world a chelik of Hashem. All right, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin says, V'yatem and you, piru uruvu, be fruitful and multiply, shir tzuva aretz, crawl on the earth, uruvuva, and multiply on it. Now, the word uruvu is repeated twice. And the word shir tzu, which literally means to crawl, does not really fit well in this pasuk when we are describing a human being. So what then does it mean? So what does the pasuk mean? Pasuk Rashi, v'yatem peruvu l'fi pshutoi harishayna lebracha v'kan l'tzivui. He's asking the question that when we started this whole discussion, when they came out of the teva, okay, when we started this discussion, it says v'yvarich elokim esnech v'yazbanav v'yoyim elohem peruvu. Okay, we started this yesterday in pasuk perek tes. When we began Perek Tes, Hashem blessed Noach and his children, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, umilu es aretz, and fill up the earth. And here it says, vayoymer Elokim el Noach v'elbanav lemar, I'm sorry, v'atem peruvu. Now here, what is the difference? It does not say the word vayivarech. When we began Perek Tes, it said Hashem blessed. Here it does not mention the concept of blessing. It just says that Hashem said. He just gave a command. So that's what Rashi says. L'fi pshutoi harishayna l'bracha v'kan l'tzivoi. There's a blessing, there's a command. L'fi midrashai, l'hakesh mi she'eno esek b'priya u'reviya l'shoyfech damim. Drash over here is just conclude the pasuk of shoyfech dam adam. If a person does not engage in priya u'reviya, he is equivalent to a murderer. That's a pretty heavy pasuk. Pretty heavy idea. Person does not engage in pre-revia, he is a shayfech damim from the previous pasuk. That's what it says. Okay, now let's see what it says over here. Let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Pasuk Zayin, V'yatun pushu usgo, be fruitful and multiply, is yaladu ba'ara, give birth upon the earth, usigo va, and multiply upon it, in it. So he learns over here, we had before, the word shirtsu, this is the second time the Targum has done this, the word shirtsu means to give birth, to leida. That's not the simple translation of the word. The simple translation of the word shirtsu means to crawl, and he's translating it to mean to give birth. Rashi is silent. What does it say over here in the commentator? Is, he makes a comment, is ya ladu kavonas eloshon hatoira shirtsu mushal min hashrotzim v'yatem peruvu kishrotzim v'aretz tzorchin shletigim elidu. Alright, so I don't know, he's not really explaining over here. He's just saying that it's a borrowed term, that we shall be like cockroaches. That's what it says, shirotzim, shirtsu. Shirtsu is a shirotzim. And over here, we're calling human beings shirotzim. We shall be like shirotzim, which is, it, in the context, it means to give birth. All right, now we go to the next aliyah. Chamishi, v'yemelukim el noyach, rabban av ito lemar. Now we come to the sugi of the rainbow. Vayom Elokim el Noach, Ovelbanu Vitolimar, Vani, I, Hinni Mekim, Esbrisi Itchem, Viezarchem Achanechem. I will be Mekim. I will establish. What will I establish? My covenant with you and with your seed, Acharechem. What does that all mean? So let's go to the videotape. Let's go over here to the Pasuk. Over here, Pasuk Tes. There is no Rashi in Pasuk Tes. Vani, Hinani, Vani. No. Pasuk Tes. Vani, Hinani. What's the word Hinani? Why is the word Hinani? That's how you start. That's how you start off the Musaf. Hinani. Heoni mihimas nirash v'nifchad. The beginning of the nusach of the Yom Nerom of the Baal Tefillah. Hinani. What's the Hinani? Vani Hinani. Maskimani imoch. I agree with you. What does that mean? She noig noyach doig lasoig bepriyo revia ad shevticho yakadosh baruch shlo l'shachez ha'olam oid. Hashem agreed with Noach. Noach was afraid to engage in being fruitful and multiplying until Hashem promised him, Maskmanimach, Shayonach Doyeg, Lasek Bipi Revia, Ad Shev Ticho Yakodesh Baruch Hashem promised him, Shaloi Lishaches Ha'oilam Oid, Hashem will not destroy the world any longer. V'chein Asa Be'acharoina, and so he did later, Omar Loi Hinri Maskim Lasoitz, Kium V'chizek Bris Lehavtochosi, to my promise, V'yatein L'cho'ois. So Rashi over here is setting us up. What Rashi over here appears to be doing is, because Rashi is aware that there is an enormous amount of repetition. We spoke about this in the morning when we learned about the rainbow. There is an enormous amount of repetition over here in these psukim. Starts with we have the bris, we have the ois, we have the rainbow, a lot of things going on. So Rashi over here is telling us, and this pasuk over here, Kol Shprach was coming to tell Noach, don't be afraid. I know you don't want to engage in reproducing anymore because you're afraid. For what purpose? Hashem will destroy the world again. You're right. And that's why it's necessary for me to make with you a covenant, a promise, that I will never destroy the world again. And therefore, it's nothing to be worried about. You should be fruitful and multiply. Your offspring will not die. Maskim animoch. I agree with you. Shal Yudoich Doig, he was worried. Lasoik Revio. Ad Shev Ticho Yakadosh Baruch, until Hashem promised him Shalom Lashachet Oilam and Lat Shalom Limor. Bechain Asa Bo Acharoina. And so did Hashem do at the end. Hashem did the same thing a second time. I know Rashi over here is repeating himself also. Amalo Yirni Me'en Maskim Lasoik Kiyum. I will make with you a Kiyum, an endurance. Bechoizek strength. Bris Lahav Tochasi. To my promise, the etim v'chois, I will grant you a sign. That was the rainbow. What does it say in the Targum? Targum Pasuk Tes says, "Va'anoha ano mekim yos ki yomi." I will establish yos koyomi. Koyomi means my covenant. Imchon with you, v'im b'neichon with your children, bos reichon and your children which come after you. All right. Not really saying it over here. Let me see in the commentator what he says. Va'akim. Bamid. I already go to some grammar over here. I'm scanning this over here quickly. No. He doesn't say anything over here that draws my attention. Let's go to the next pasuk. You're the ace. Not only is this covenant going to be forged with you, Noach, I'm going to make it with all of the animals. The ace called Nefesh HaChaya Asher Etechem. All of the soul of the living animals that are with you. Ba'oif, the birds, ba'behema, the animals, uvechol chayas aretz etchem, birds, the animals, the wild animals of the earth that are with you, mikol yotze ha'teva, from all of those creatures that have come out of the teva, l'chol chayas aretz. Is there a repetition? It's celebrating l'chol chayas aretz. Again, it repeats it for some reason. I don't know why. What does Rashi over here say? Chayas aretz etchem, heim ha'mishalchem im habriyo. So Rashi answers the question. Rashi answers the question, why is there repetition of the Chayas Aretz? The first time refers to the living creatures that walk the earth. Mikol Yotzei HaTeva, Lohavi, Shkatzim U'Remasim. All those that come out of the Teva, which include the Shkatzim U'Remasim. L'chol Chayas Aretz. So why the repetition at the end of the Pasuk? At the end of the Pasuk, it's not referring to living creatures that we know of. It's referring to the aliens. Area 51. Rabbi Lezer, do you ever go to Area 51? It's a good Chol Hamoed trip. It's a very good Chol Hamoed trip. Even I would go. Even I would never go on Chol Hamoed trips. If you tell him, give me a ticket to go to Area 51, I would go. It's one of the most secure parts of this world. You know that? Area 51 is one of the most heavily guarded, secure parts of this world. You can't go there. You go anywhere near Area 51. If you go in near Area 51, they'll shoot you down. You have to go, you have the very high clearance from the government to go to Area 51. So it says here, even what's in Area 51, even with them, Hashem says, I will forge a covenant that, they're not with you. They don't come, the people in Area 51 don't come and mingle with society. These are the mazikim. These are the demons, the aliens, the demons. She'ein hiluchan im habriyos. They don't walk amongst us. The creatures in Area 51 don't walk amongst us. They don't want us to see what's there. So Hashem had a covenant with the mazikim, all of the mazikim, those creatures that are very dangerous. Are they physical? I told you this whole Yisoid, it's very fascinating, is that there basically cannot possibly be scientifically, that we know of, aliens. Because everything in this physical world has matter, including light. And the fastest thing that can travel is light. There's nothing in this world that travels, no matter, that travels fast than the speed of light. And it takes 8 minutes to get from the sun to where we are located. So we can see so far away with a telescope, and we know that there's no living creatures in everything that we see. So where would the aliens have to come from? Beyond a location that we can see with a telescope. The problem is, the locations that we can't see, that we can see, are already so far away. Even if these aliens would travel at the speed of light, they couldn't get to us. They couldn't make it to us.
Rabbi, but if you can say the mind travels faster than light.
The mind, what do you mean the mind? The thought in the mind?
Thought, yeah. Thought? Well, I'm now on the moon. I'm already there.
You think where you are.
Yeah.
You are where you think that's where you are. Yeah, but that's in concept, but that's not not physical.
Not physical.
It's not physical. So if you want to say that there are creatures, there are aliens in the form of totally not physical, that's we know that already. That's old news. There are malachim.
Yeah,
there are malachim. There are shadim. There are mazikim. There are neshamos. We know that. We know that there are malachi asharis. Malachi asharis are not physical. So they can travel faster than the speed of light. So, Manav Shach, if aliens have physical...
But now, he physically was wrestling with Yaakov. So maybe when he comes and it becomes a physicality.
I don't know. He's saying very... He's saying, so there was the Sarash Lesav. Vayeovek ish imoy. Does that mean there was a physical wrestling match? He was physical? If he
because
was physical, then we got a problem. Then you're right. Then you see there could be aliens. Because then, where did the Sar Shal Esav, if there was a physical fight? So you're going to say that there's a possibility for something physical to travel faster than light.
Not physical, the mind, like the thought, and then it morphs itself in a physical...
These are way over my head. This is way over my head. Way over my head. Okay, I don't know. Who knows? But over here, this Psham the Pasuk. When the Pasuk over here says, L'chol chayas aretz, so the Pasuk over here means there's a nefesh chaya. Those are living animals. Lions, bears, tigers, all those things. Asher etchem, ba'oif birds, ba'behema domesticated animals, oxen, donkeys. And then when it l'chol chayas aretz, and then when it says the chayas aretz, it means the creepy crawlers, the shiratzim. the Shratzim, Itchem, Mikol Yoitzia Teva, Luchol Chayas Aretz. Did I say that correctly? No, I didn't say it correctly. Omotam the Rashi, Chayas Aretz, Itchem, Heim, Mashalchim, Abrios. The first time it means animals. Then Mikol Yoitzia Teva, that means we go to Shratzim. Luchol Chayas Aretz, Kol Yoitzia Teva, Nefesh Achaya Sher Itchem. That's Mashalchim, Abrios. Kol Yoitzia Teva, I skipped over here. The Eis Nefesh Achaya Sher Itchem, Bo'oif Abheima Uvchol Chaya Sa'aretz. Itchem, what does that mean? What does that mean? Chaya, so that's what, what's the first time? Eish Nefesh, Rashi is not telling us what it means, the Nefesh Achaya Sher Itchem. Rashi is not translating the meaning of the Pasuk. The Nefesh Hachaya Asher Itchem. I guess what it means, that's a general statement, a klal. And now the Pasuk gives us the specifics. The first expression is the general, all living creatures. What is a living creature? Well, there are birds, and there are animals, and there's Uvachol Chaya Asheretz Itchem, means wild animals. A behemoth is a destined domesticated animal, and the chaya is wild animals. And then we call Yotzia Ateva, those are the Shirotzim. And then when it says the very end, L'chol Chayas Aretz, those are the demons, the Mazikim. They're also called living, but not living, that walk with human beings. So I guess Rashi means that the first part of the Pasuk means is a general klal. And then we go into the details. And the details include birds, domesticated animals, and wild animals, Shirotzim. And then demons, that's the Chor Pshat over here in Rashi. Now, what's the Targum? Targum, you want a cup. You're a Fruchthandler, right?
Yeah.
You're from the Min of Fruchthandlers. And Ander Abria. Your father's a Binyamin?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk, Yud. The Im Kol Nafsha Chaisa. The Imchoin, Ba'oifa, all of the living creatures, which include, what's with the cup? Does it work the cup? Just you together, just keep the two cups together then. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, what is then, what is it over here in the Targum? The Targum could live around the Targum, called Namshu, the Chayas Imchoin, Ba'oifa, Bivira, Ubichol Chayas Ara, Imchoin, Mikol Nafke Tevsa, Lachol Chayas Ara. It doesn't explain. He just says it in general, vague terms. And on the commentator, look at that, doesn't want to comment on strike. All right, we're finished for tonight. Thank you very much for coming. A good night.
Good night,
Blazer. Mr. and Ms. Glatter, thank you for coming. And Mordechai Mizrahi. Thank you for coming, Mr. Mordechai. Have a good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Sorry, got late.
No problem. Good night.
Go away, I'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Thanks for coming.